The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Ireland will face Argentina tonight in the second of their autumn series test matches. We're joined on the line by former Irish rugby great Rob Kearney. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
Well, it seems you're still great because you've been appointed to the executive board of World Rugby.
No, I don't know about that. But yeah, no, it's a huge honour. It's a very exciting opportunity. I think rugby is going through a little bit of a difficult time at the moment, but there's also a huge amount of opportunity to grow the game as well.
Yeah. And what will your job be on the board?
It'll range massively, Pat, from, you know, decisions around player welfare, ensuring financial sustainability, the laws of the game, where the next World Cup might be, all of those exciting things.
Okay, but you know, to get a player input at that level is probably very, very important, and it's a first.
It's really important. You know, I think you have to recognize the voice of players as stakeholders in the game. And as you say, this is the first time it's ever happened. So it's, you know, you have to commend World Rugby from taking this step, and having the voice, the collective voice of the players at the top table now can only be a good thing for them.
And on the women's side, you've got Melody Robinson also appointed to the board. Now let's talk about the Pumas tonight. Watching them against Italy, they were playing a very exciting brand of rugby against Italy.
They were, Pat. They're a good team. They're a very good team, and they've already taken a few big scalps this year. They've beaten New Zealand away in New Zealand. They beat South Africa. They put 60-odd points on Australia. So, you know, they're a team definitely on the up. And one thing we know about Argentina from the past is that they do not fear playing Ireland.
Yeah, and we know that Felipe Contepone is particularly at home coming to Dublin. In fact, he may even have sharpened his skills at Leinster and knows maybe where some of the skill sets for Ireland lie.
Yeah, I think so. You know, Felipe has been a huge part of Leinster rugby and Irish rugby by association. A great coach. You know, I played with him at Leinster, and then he coached me at Leinster, and you know, he's a huge amount to offer. And like you say, he'll know the little different intricacies of some of the players and the type of game plan that we want to play. But I'm sure the Irish coaches are well aware of that too.
So what's your prediction for the kind of game? I mean, we were all disappointed with the game last Friday, or last Saturday, wasn't it? I've forgotten I was there, but it was kind of tedious for much of it.
It was. I think we were all very disappointed in the, you know, not just the defeat, but the manner of it. It was as if, you know, Ireland just didn't really turn up on the day, and anything that could go wrong did go wrong. So I think everyone is expecting a big backlash from that, and that they come out this evening and, you know, put the best version of themselves forward again. But, you know, we have to remember they're against a very good team who are going to want to stop and try them play.
Now, last week, we weren't really allowed to play by the All Blacks. So what was your analysis after the game?
You know, I think there was a couple of areas on the night that just we couldn't get our flow into the game. Our discipline was very poor. We gave an awful lot of penalties away. Our handling errors let us down. You know, there's a greasy ball and a wet night, which does make it a little bit more difficult, but not to the extent that we made it difficult for ourselves. You know, you provide those two things together, and it's very difficult to get into a game. And, you know, the All Blacks weren't amazing on the night either, but we were just a little bit worse than they were. And, you know, it was a big opportunity to beat them. We don't get to beat them a huge amount, but we won't get another game against them for a couple of years now. So I suspect it was an opportunity that we let slip.
So tonight then, what's your prediction?
I'm
not
hoping
necessarily
for
the result, but the kind of game we're going to get. Is it going to be free-flowing, lots of tries?
I don't expect a huge amount of tries. Ireland's defence is very, very good. We're a difficult team to break down. Argentina, they've improved their defence a huge amount in the last 6 to 12 months as well. I think Ireland might be a little bit nervy and edgy at the start of the game. They'll kick a little bit more. They'll try and get a little bit more field possession. But I think everyone's hoping that the quality and the standard of the game is better than it was last week.
And we hope so too. Rob Kearney, once again, congratulations, and thank you very much for joining us on the line. Colm Bouygues, broadcaster from Off the Ball, is with me now to talk about the rest of the sport. And we really have a feast of rugby this weekend.
We do, yeah. It's not just Ireland. All eyes on Ireland and Argentina tonight from our perspective, but also you have Scotland, Portugal, France, New Zealand. Pat, is going to be New sensational. Zealand.
That's the one, yeah.
And England, South Africa, Twickenham as well will be brilliant. That England-Australia game last week was exceptional. And France and New Zealand is a very, very tough one for the hosts, for the French, because they don't have a good record against New Zealand in November. In their place.
Yeah. Now, we saw what happened to Wales last week at the hands of Fiji, but Australia taking on Wales,
yeah.
And they got a last-minute winner against England, and it you know, might tell us how good Australia are going to be tonight's match.
Yeah, it was. They were sensational against England. I mean, for England to score 37 points in Twickenham and lose is pretty much unprecedented, I think, historically. And Wales are in their own kind of crisis as well. So Australia should comfortably win this match, really, on paper, considering their very recent form and the state of Welsh rugby. This could be a very, very difficult night in Cardiff for the home side.
Now let's talk football. And last night, the match against Finland, I mean, we won it with Caoimhín Kelleher's brilliant double save, yeah. Of the penalty, I suppose, was instrumental in making sure that we didn't end up with a draw.
Yeah.
What did you think of the performance?
Mixed. I thought Ireland created a number of opportunities that we hadn't been doing at the end of the Stephen Kenny reign. But at the same time, Finland hit the post twice. They shaved the post at another moment. And of course, you mentioned the penalty miss as well. I think that Finland could have easily got a point or maybe all three in this match. And we would be having a very different conversation this morning. But because of the result, we talk about it more positively in the performance. We played a 4-4-2 with wingers and strikers. And the football was good at times, but
it was inconsistent though, wasn't it?
We're very
like,
open.
At some points, they looked like a real football team.
Yeah, and that's good.
Then they got lost so many times and bumping into each other.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, for the first thing you mentioned there, like we haven't been looking like a football team for a number of years. So that is definitely the positive. But it was just the way that Finland were able to split us open right down the middle repeatedly, because we only played two central midfielders and one of those is used to playing in a three in Jason Knight. So we were very susceptible to the counter-attack. But the proactive side of the game is much improved. Definitely, yeah. Much improved.
All right. And our manager, Høgrímsson, said that they were all a bit too relaxed.
I was saying to you there, Pat, it was like just before the match, he said, it's very relaxed inside there, maybe a bit too relaxed. So he said this about 15 minutes before kickoff. Presumably he said it to the players as well separately because they wouldn't have heard this.
You'd imagine
and then
he should be going in there, give them a good razzing up.
You'd hope so. And then afterwards he said that we were energetic and maybe too energetic at time, in that we lacked discipline on occasion. So we were too relaxed beforehand and then we were too energetic during it. So like I imagine Høgrímsson is assessing this side and wondering what exactly does he have on his plate here. Is it Jekyll and Hyde stuff with Ireland at the moment? They play England at Wembley on Sunday. But Ireland now...
A depleted England side.
Totally. Well, they won. They still won in Greece last night without Harry Kane, the team. Did you see this? Harry Kane was criticising some star-studded England players for dropping out of the squad. And then Lee Carsley, our former international, who's their interim manager at the moment, he dropped Harry Kane last night. Ollie Watkins started up front. And now Lee Carsley has finished as interim manager. Thomas Tuchel will take over. So this is his last game and it's against the side that he played for in Ireland this Sunday at Wembley. There's nothing much actually to play for, Pat, because Ireland have secured their status in Group B.
They're going to be in a playoff.
But then
anyway,
a relegation playoff next March.
Yeah. All right, then the other big sporting moment will be tonight, part of the undercard where Jake Paul is fighting Mike Tyson,
yes.
Which seems the most bizarre thing. He's an influencer who turned boxer.
Yeah, that's exactly
and
it.
And Tyson is well past his
58
prime.
58 years old, to be exact, Mike Tyson. And you know what? This will actually count on Mike Tyson's official fight record, the result of this fight. It's not an exhibition. This will actually count as a fight. So Paul, yeah, was an influencer, has fought 11 bouts and won 10 of them. But then he lost to Tommy Fury, who's the brother of Tyson Fury, in his one and only defeat. And that was against a recognised boxer. So I would generously describe this as sports entertainment.
Yeah.
Tyson,
I mean, if he walks into a haymaker from Tyson,
could be game
over. That's all that Tyson needs.
Yeah. Or what if Jake Paul knocks out Mike Tyson? And then you have a 58-year-old grandfather who's lying on the canvas. Or what if it's just an exhibition? They don't touch each other's faces.
Now, we, of course, have on the undercard Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano. Yeah. And are you confident that Katie can do it?
No, I think it's up against it. Like 2.5 years ago, they fought at Madison Square Garden and Katie just won. But in the fifth round of that fight, she really struggled, but she persevered. But Eddie
she
Hearn...
She says she's in better shape.
She is. And I don't doubt that, but the circumstances are against her. Jake Paul is a promoter of Serrano, not Katie. Katie's promoter, Eddie Hearn, isn't working on the night. He'll be there, but he's not promoting her. So if it goes down to a split decision, I think they're going to edge towards Serrano.
Hometown.
But it's hometown,
decision.
Yeah. So and she's only knocked out six fighters, Katie Taylor, in her career out of her 23 victories. She doesn't tend to knock out fighters. So she's going to have to be extraordinary, in my opinion, to actually win this.
All right.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.